I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China's notorious one-child policy may be coming to an end. The male-female ratio is skewed, and fewer people are left to care for aging parents, which has forced the issue. Jonathan Brooks, president of Bibles for China, a ministry of Voice of China and Asia, says he's seeing a great awakening amongst the body of Christ. Bibles are available for new believers, but there's a problem. There's just not much access in the rural areas, and besides, most rural believers can't afford them. Bibles for China was born out of this need.
For $5, we can purchase a legally printed Bible, transport it. We'll even have the assistance of the government officials to help us to transport these Bibles.
Meanwhile, flooding throughout southern Mexico persists, and the situation's just getting worse. Heavy rains and overflowing rivers have put families in danger in Veracruz, Oaxaca, Chiapas, and Tabasco. Dozens of Compassion International-supported families have been relocated and have lost livelihood. Furthermore, standing water poses the threat of disease. Pray for the Compassion staff who are providing the necessities and spreading Christ's hope in this trying time. And a year ago, Grace Ministries International and One Hope joined forces for a huge evangelistic outreach in the central region of the Democratic Republic of Congo. 18,000 made professions of faith in Christ. It also posed a new problem for the team.
What do we do with all these people? The big project has been now to write materials so we can go out there to disciple.
Grace Ministries is working on a 7-lesson book on salvation and the assurance of salvation. Close to 5,000 students are in that program. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.